Et in unum Dominum, Iesum Christum, Filium Dei unigenitum, et ex Patre natum ante omnia saecula. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father, before all ages. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. This is my 19th Christmas as a priest. This morning I am offering Mass. The Mass that I'm offering this morning is Mass number 9309. But I didn't know until this Christmas why the Church gives us three different Christmas Masses. Did you know that there are three different Christmas Masses? There's the Mass at midnight, the Mass at dawn, and the Mass during the day. Each Mass has a different set of scripture readings, a different set of orations, and a different set of antiphons. Now, of course, I have known for a long time why we have the first Christmas Mass at midnight. That's because Jesus, the divine bridegroom, came at midnight. St. Matthew's Gospel clearly says, at midnight the cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom comes. Let us go out to meet him." And the Old Testament Book of Wisdom in chapter 18 clearly says that at midnight, when the night was half spent, the all-powerful Word leapt from the heavens into a world doomed for destruction. So I've always known why we have Mass at midnight, but why are there three different Christmas Masses? Why don't we just keep repeating the same Mass over and over again? Now, if you said that we have three Masses in honor of the Most Blessed Trinity, I would give you partial credit on your test. Of course. With St. Augustine, we believe omni trinum est perfectum, right? Every Trinity is perfect. So every sets of three remind us of our triune God. But there's another reason why we have three Masses for Christmas. Listen to the great Benedictine scholar of divine liturgy, Dom Guéringer. I'll share with you what I learned this Christmas. Jesus, who is born this night, is born thrice. He is born of the Blessed Virgin in the stable of Bethlehem. He is born by grace in the hearts of the shepherds, who were the first fruits of the Christian Church. And he is born eternally from the bosom of the Father. To this triple birth, therefore, let there be the homage of a triple sacrifice. Isn't that glorious? You probably already knew that, but I didn't know that until my 19th Christmas as a priest. The Gospel at Midnight Mass is clearly about the temporal birth of Christ in a manger in Bethlehem. Midnight Mass, the focus for Midnight Mass, is about his birth in time on earth. It is a real historical event that occurred 2015 years ago when the Son of God was born in the flesh from the womb of the glorious Virgin Mary. That's the gospel that we read last night at midnight. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, the focus at the Mass of Dawn is the spiritual birth of Jesus in our souls. The epistle for Mass at Dawn earlier this morning, just as the sun was popping up over the horizon, we read in the epistle, "He saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ. The gospel at the Mass of Dawn supports this also. The shepherds find the child, just as the angel said, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger. And it says so beautifully that Mary kept all these words, pondering them in her heart. And so clearly, the Mass at Dawn is calling us to reflect on the silent, hidden, mysterious birth of Christ in our souls. Because this is a silent birth in the depths of our hearts, the Mass at Dawn is usually a low Mass without any music because of the silence and the quiet birth of Jesus in us. Dom Guéranger, the liturgist, confirms this idea. He says, in order to honor the silent coming of the Savior into the souls of men, the priest is preparing to go to the altar a second time to offer the spotless lamb to the Father. So, we have the focus at midnight Mass, the temporal birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. The focus of the second Mass is the birth of Jesus in our souls. And Dom Guéranger continues, There still remains for her adoration and praise a birth still more wonderful than these other two, a birth which dazzles the eye of angels by its splendor and bears its eternal witness to the inward fruitfulness of God. And a grand duty of today is that we hymn aloud the glory of this his ineffable generation. The gospel at this Mass during the day recalls the eternal birth of Christ in the bosom of the Father. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. It is this eternal birth that we profess in the Nicene Creed. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. Isn't that beautiful? Anthony Esalen says this is very precise and yet poetic. Born of the Father before all ages. Before there was time, Christ is born of the Father. He is begotten of the Father. And we have to be careful here. Remember, we don't want to fall into heresy. Remember, there was never, ever a time that the Son of God did not exist, right? There was never the Father without the Son and the Holy Spirit. We think sometimes when he was born of the Father that he had a beginning, but no, that's heresy, right? The Son is begotten, not made, consubstantial, with the same being as the Father. The Son always existed. He was begotten of the Father, born of the Father from all eternity, born of the Father before all ages. That's the birth that we celebrate at this Christmas Mass during the day. So, we have three different Christmas Masses for the three different births of Christ. His birth in time in a manger in Bethlehem, his birth in our hearts, minds, and souls, and his eternal birth in the bosom of the eternal Father, born of the Father before all ages. Now, in my 19 years as a priest, it seems my 19 Christmases as a priest, it seems as if everyone wants to hear the midnight Mass gospel about the temporal birth of Christ in the manger at Bethlehem. Everyone wants to hear about the swaddling clothes. Everyone wants to hear about the shepherds keeping night watch over their flock and the angels announcing the good news of great joy that a Savior has been born. Truly, it is a beautiful gospel for the midnight Mass. In my 19 Christmases as a priest, not very many people want to hear today's gospel about the eternal Word being born of the Father before all ages. That's way too abstract and complicated to understand. But sadly, the birth that most often gets skipped, and I'm guilty as charged, is the Mass at dawn. The Mass of Jesus being born into my heart. But that's the most important birth of all. And it is the most difficult of all. Talk about labor pains. Anyone can accept that the historical birth of Jesus at Bethlehem really happened 2,015 years ago, and then I can go about my merry way, and I'm really not changed by it. The birth of Christ, born of the Father before all ages, is way too abstract, and it's very distant and far away from me. But to let the Word be born in my soul means that I have to let it affect me and change me. I have to let Emmanuel, God with us, get very close to me. Dom Guéranger says, Christ has been born in the shepherd's hearts. He dwells in them by faith and love. They are our fathers in the church. They are our models. Let us imitate them and invite the divine infant to come into our souls, which we will so prepare for him that he may find nothing to prevent his entering. Let us today invite the divine infant to come into our souls, to be born in us. Hopefully we've made a good confession this Advent, immersing ourselves in the mercy of God in the sacrament of penance so that he may find nothing to prevent his coming, to prevent nothing, that he may find nothing to prevent his entering and being born in our souls today in Holy Communion. Invite the Christ child to be born in your soul this Christmas. Then what Pope Francis said last night in his Midnight Mass homily can really come true. Today, the Son of God is born and everything changes. No longer am I alone and forsaken, because Emmanuel, God with us, is in me. Amen.